Greetings to everyone. We saw the children who are dressing brings the spirit of Christmas, and when they sing, we can feel the spirit of Christmas fill this room. And we thank you for those who guide the children choir to offer the song this morning. And I welcome those who are here. I welcome everyone who have come to worship with us this morning. And we welcome those who are worshiping from home. We all turn our heart toward God to worship Him. In the past few weeks, we have studied many lessons about Gabriel meeting Mary. And the first lesson we have learned is that when God chose, He chose the unworthy person, but He made it to be more valuable. When He chose something that's impossible, but God made that person the capability to serve Him. When God choose according to His prophecy, to His will, a purpose that He has promised long ago, so that He can choose and be that person because of His grace, not because what we have in ourselves, but He chose according to His will. And last week we studied when God uses us, He can use someone who is being blessed. That means someone God recognized that that life is pleasing to the Lord. When God chooses someone, He chose someone to do great things, value everlasting. And when God uses, God uses that person to glorify God. And this morning we would continue conversation between Gabriel and Mary, and the title is The Action of God. And the key verse is 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, part B. But whoever does the will of God lives forever. Someone who's been chosen by God, someone used by God, and he acts according to the will of God, he lives forever. There's a story of an American taking a trip to Paris. When he went to the open market, and he go there to buy a necklace. In that store, it's about $1,000. And afterward, he came back to the United States, and when he didn't have any more money, he went there to the consignment store to sell it. And the people there looked at it very carefully, at this necklace. And then that worker came to the owner, and they were talking about something. And the owner looked at it again over that. And then he come to this American, "I want to buy this necklace for $25,000. Do you want to sell it to us?" He couldn't believe what he has heard. And so this person was in so in doubt and thought for a moment and thought, "No, well, I agree to sell you." And after we received $25,000, and this person would be so curious and was asking, "Could you tell me this necklace is more valuable than any others?" And the owner said, "Come here." And he used the magnifying glass. And when he looked through the magnifying glass on that necklace, there is an inscription from Napoleon Bonaparte giving to Josephine. Napoleon is the emperor of France, and he has a love for Josephine, who already is married. That lady is Josephine, and they, Miss Rose, as she was known, but Bonaparte called her Josephine, and that's his first lover. And he gave this necklace to this Josephine with this inscription on it. Your congregation, this necklace, this golden necklace, is the same value as any other one. There is only one difference. There is a name of an emperor inscribed on it for a memory of giving a gift to a lover, and the value has increased. Each of us, everybody is the same, but whoever does the will of God, that value will increase. The value of that person is increased. This is what God wants us. When we put faith in Him, we don't know who God is. He does what He does, and we do what we do. No. God let us see that when we put faith in Him, there is a relationship, close relationship. And God said, who does the will of God? The value of that person will be lifted up, not only for this life, but for everlasting life. And in this story, when God acts, there are three things we will examine together that we have just read in Luke. The first point is that when God acts, God expresses His faithfulness. The second point, when God expresses Himself as omnipotent, the third point is that the joy of an obedient heart who responds to the love of God. Let's pray for guidance from the Lord. Dear our loving Father, in this Christmas season, in this joyful season, we learn about the conversation between Gabriel and Mary. There are so many teachings that you have reminded us through this conversation, through past few weeks. And one more time, may you be with us in this time, the Holy Spirit, to teach us to our heart, to let us see when you act, Lord, it is so wonderful in the life of those you have acted. May you give us your mercy as we understand your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point we learned together is that God expresses His faithfulness when He acts. Verse 36. Though Elizabeth, your relative, though in old age, she also was have to conceive in his first 6 months, and she was said to be unable to conceive. Elizabeth is a cousin of Mary, the aunt of Mary. Zacharias was her husband. He's a priest at the temple in Jerusalem. Not knowing how long they have been married, but maybe their wish is, when they were married, they wished to have a son. But so many years passed, they could not have a son. Maybe Zacharias has prayed for a long time. May you have mercy upon our marriage so that you can give us a son, a child. In this time, if a woman is married in the eyes of the Israelites, that is being cursed by God. So this is something, a shame for this family. And Elizabeth was suffering under this condition when she has no child. When the Gabriel is known to be unconceivable by having a child, this is suffering. And everybody was talking about it. It became a shameful thing for Elizabeth. But thanks be to God. When Gabriel appeared to Zacharias when he was offering the offering in the temple, and in chapter 1, Zacharias, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been accepted. Your Elizabeth will give a son. and gave him John, the name John. The angel of the Lord expressed clearly what is going to happen to Zacharias. Elizabeth will receive, conceive, and born, and the name of that baby must be John. And with God, when God has promised, He will fulfill His promise. Elizabeth is to be conceived and give birth to born according to God's word. And this is based on God's promise in the time that the angel met Zacharias in the temple. If the angel did not tell Zacharias, and forever Elizabeth will be barren. But now, her womb is so dry. Her age is so old. Zacharias is so old also. He said, I am old, my wife is old. How we could have a son or a child? But the womb, when it was dry and of age, it is all not the reason for God to act. A miracle can happen. Because God is our God, is our Creator. He is our Creator. He created the universe. There is nothing that's so difficult to God. So when God fixed up this woman that is barren, though she was old, God can still give her the ability to give birth to a child. He has the authority in His creation. So He has the authority to the body at Zachary as well as Elizabeth. And so it became a miracle. Miracle because it's not a miracle to God. It is something that God can do. Only that God has taken action at the time that He wanted to, according to His will. And many times, sometimes we wish, hope that achieve something right away. But God make us wait at the right time, because the time is according to God's will. And this is the time that God has come upon Zacharias and Elizabeth will have a child, a son. And God instructed to give him the name John. God gave them a child, and that child not just to make happy the family, but this child given has a purpose. The angel said to Zacharias in verse 15, this child will be praised before God. He could not drink fermented drink. It would be full of Holy Spirit while he was yet in this womb. He could not drink wine or any fermented. This child, this is something set aside for the God. And then John the Baptist is a child, has been blessed, given to Zechariah like a miracle, a blessed. And this child given to them not to make them happy, to be proud, to take the shame away. But this child is set aside, be holy for God. For what purpose? John will let the people of Israel to return to the Lord. There is a purpose for John the Baptist when he grew up. He will walk before the Lord with the power of Eli to make the father turn away from the children and prepare a people for the Lord. When God blesses, when God did something, He has a purpose of achievement when He gave us the blessing to those who receive. It has certain values, and John is someone who has been blessed to have a purpose in his life. John the Baptist is someone God has been prepared right in the womb of Elizabeth to be born, to be prepared a way for our Lord Jesus Christ. He has a certain value, John the Baptist. He will be the one who prepared the way for the Messiah. God need John the Baptist to prepare for the mission of Jesus. But also, God need Elizabeth, someone to prepare for Mary to give birth to Jesus. So God has done a miracle on the Elizabeth for one, so that Mary can see the miracle that God has made, not just something that she heard. It's something, not something is in the old time, but right now, in her own eyes, the relatives of Mary has received a miracle from God, and that made it of Mary to increase. And these questions, how could this happen? How could God to achieve this? Dear congregation, God has all the answer for us because he is faithful. What he has promised, he will fulfill. Though the time may pass for a long time, it doesn't matter. Though we could not understand, with God, our mind is limited. We use our own wisdom. It's not a matter to God. God is the creator. He has the authority to do everything according to his will. Today, do we believe that our God is faithful to receive the mission that we have been given or not? If we do not understand that everything that we have chosen for us, that we have been used in this situation, in our church, in our society, that because it has a purpose that God has given us. And he is faithful to carry out his promise. May we see that our God is a God, a faithful God. The second point that we can learn together. When God acts, he is showing that he is omnipotent. Verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail. There is nothing impossible to God. Mary could question, how could this happen to me? Because Mary has asked Gabriel, I am still a virgin. How could I conceive a child? But God let Mary know that Elizabeth, your relatives, though she was known to be barren now, she is conceived a child 6 months already. Our mind always fighting against our faith because faith is so complicated to understand. There is not logic can explain about faith, but God does not want to use our mind to reason the things that God has done for us. God just wants to see our faith in each of those who approach him. Because without faith, there is no pleasing, there's no way to please God. With God, whether small or big, nothing that God is so nothing is impossible to God. God can do all things. We have read so many stories in the Bible, many things God has done that has an impact into the everlasting, or asking for the sun to stop. That is something physically impossible, that when Joshua asked for it, God did stop the sun. When Ezekiel to go backward, God acted to make the sun go backward. When the people of Israel was standing in front of Red Sea, and now the enemies were chasing, and Moses parted with the staff on his hand. When the apostle got into a boat in the with the storm raging, but Jesus said, rebuke him, be still. And immediately the storm comes. When Peter said, God, if you are the, let me walk on the water. And Jesus said, come. And immediately Peter can walk on water. He is our creator. There's nothing impossible. We could not understand with our own mind. How could God do it? But God is omnipotent. He can do all things. With this authority, God can heal any kind of sickness. And we have seen it. The blind has been seen. The cripple has been healed. The mute can talk. In this time, there are many got cancer and healed. People got HIV and been healed. And they've been used oxygen to breathe, to be healed and throw away the oxygen tank. God can do all things. He can cast out evil spirit. He can raise the dead person, become alive. He is our creator. There is nothing that's impossible to God. And to prove that there is nothing that's impossible, that God tells his apostle, he's telling me and you, if you have faith, just like a small, and tell the mountain to move, and then the mountain can move. That means the authority of God. When we put faith in him, we can recognize that God can act on the impossible. We could not have that kind of authority. We could not tell the creation to do something for us. But because of God's power, our faith in God, then can make God to bring about the impossible. The authority of God is real. And in the Bible, there's a story. In the story, read about Gideon. And his time was when, in the old time of judges, they don't have king. Everybody does according to his desire. And the angel has came to Gideon while he was threshing the grain floor. And because the enemy is the Midianites, they were attacking the Israel. They were plundering the Israel. And so Gideon was hiding behind the threshing floor to work. And the angel said to him, oh, our warrior, oh, the blessed one. And Gideon was surprised. Am I a warrior? Oh, are you mistaking, Mr. Angel? In this descent of Manasseh, my family is the smallest in Manasseh. In our family, I'm the youngest. How can I be a warrior? But the angel said, you will use your force to rescue the Israel from the Midianites. And Gideon said, that's impossible. His mind couldn't comprehend it. Who is this talking to me? This is something more than what I can understand. If I'm blessed, please stay here. Then he's talking to the angel, please remain here. Wait for him to bring an offering. And he took a lamb. And in June, how long? Yes, take a long time to prepare a meal. And he brought back the meal and the offering and bring to the angel. And this angel can still remain there. That means that this is something serious. This is something the mind couldn't comprehend. But this person has been waiting for a long time. Well, Gideon to prepare an offering and Gabriel bring the offering to put it on there in the on the rock. And Gideon, a fire came from heaven and took up burned up the offering. And Gideon understood that somebody who will be used by the God, by the authority of God, he said that God will use us, but Gideon is half believed and half not believed. He asked for two miracles from God. He said, "Dear God, to make sure that you calling me to serve you, to be a warrior, to lead the Israelite against media. I'm ready, but I ask for two miracles. The first thing is that I will take a fleece in the field. Can you make the field wet? No, dry, and the fleece will be wet. That's impossible. That is really impossible to give him. But the next day, the day, he said that the field, the ground around is so dry. But with the fleece, he took it and he squeezed it out. The water came out in the bowl. And God has made two then. Oh, again, God, can you do me a second miracle? You will use a fleece, but this time, can you make the ground wet? Only make the fleece dry. That's impossible. In the rain, everything will be wet. But now, Gideon is asking for the impossible thing to happen. The next day, around there, the ground was wet. But when he took the fleece up, it was dry. This, to confirm the authority of God, when we put the faith, is needed in all of us. But we need to be careful. God gave us a permission. And when we ask for a sign to confirm, God can do that. But be careful what we ask for. I have heard someone to visit someone said, if God is true, can I win the lottery if God exists? And is that asking for an impossible sign? I don't think what this person asked is to recognize the power of God. But what he asked for is for his selfish desire. So now, we may be careful. God can be prepared. We can be prepared. We ask God. If we are pleased, tell others with God. Tell God. If you're not pleased, tell God. If you're pleased, tell others. God wants us to discover him. He is not afraid to give us blessings as we ask, with the purpose, recognize God as someone who has authority over us, and that is pleasing to God. If you are there, Lord, give me the winning lottery, because we are asking by our selfish desire. God will never let that happen. Here, Mary, he believes in the word of the Lord. She was not asking for a miracle. Only with the confirmation of Gabriel. Gabriel said, there's nothing impossible to God. And Mary believes. Why? Because when the Gabriel told Mary about Elizabeth, that Elizabeth was conceived in her old age, and we could read about the story of Elizabeth. We saw that Elizabeth, when she began to conceive a child in her womb, and a few days later, sometime later, that means there is a sequence, the unification between Zechariah and Elizabeth to have a conception in the womb of Elizabeth. And so Elizabeth went away for 5 months. Nobody knew that she has conceived in her womb. Elizabeth knew about it because God has performed miracles. And in that time that she went away in hiding, and the first time Mary was informed by Gabriel in the 6th month, that means the 6 months first after she first conceived, Gabriel met Mary in the Nazareth to let Mary know. That means Mary is the first person has been informed that Elizabeth has conceived her child in her womb. And when she was informed of Elizabeth's conception, Mary received what Gabriel said. There is nothing that is impossible to God. Mary is in Nazareth, the north of Galilee. And Elizabeth is in Judea, in the southern part of the country. And when they go and visit each other, a few days travel time to get there. So here we see that Mary, when she heard about that in verse 39, in those days, Mary hurried to visit Elizabeth. Oh, this relative of mine is conceived in her old age. This is so happy occasion. I need to visit her. And when Mary came, and now Mary can witness that Elizabeth is now pregnant. But when did Mary get pregnant? When did Mary conceive? Mary's conception between Mary and Elizabeth is all a miracle, but they are different. One, Elizabeth has no ability to conceive, but God has made a miracle to allow Elizabeth to conceive. And one hand, Mary to conceive without a unification of a man and a woman. And a few years ago, and when I went to Virginia to preach there, we made about Mary being a virgin. In Iran, they saw that in the Ark of the Covenant was destroyed. It was in that region. And in that, the Ark of the Covenant, they saw that there is some blood there. And they took that blood and they tested it. And this different than the normal blood. Our blood, anybody would have 23 chromosomes in that, Y and X, to create a cell. And everyone has these 46 chromosomes when unified between the man and the woman. But when they test this blood in this conference, there's only 23, not 46, they said. That means, do you believe it? That's the blood of Jesus. I responded, when I put faith, I don't need anything discovered by science for make me believe. I rely on the word of God. Then your opinion that they discovered this blood, only 23 common stones, X or Y, that means that it's only part of a woman. Oh, when I debate with this person, when God created, He does not have to use the natural birth. Just God, He does not need to use an egg because He is our creator. So God just needs an egg in the womb of Mary, but God can still make Mary to conceive. Why? Because He is our creator. He can do all things. Because, so I believe in the scripture, this is a miracle. God can use the womb of Mary to create a conception in there. Without that, He can still make Mary to conceive in her womb. Because He is a creator. It's so simple. dear congregation. The Bible says, Mary, hurry, take up the trip down the, to visit Mary. How many weeks does it take Mary? Maybe within a week, Mary can visit her. So, when the conception, how long did it take? This is a miracle. This is a miracle. When Mary agreed that, oh God, I agree, that immediately happened to a body of Mary. Why did Mary has been conceived, come to Elizabeth, when we see that when they met each other, verse 40, in the house of Zechariah, when Elizabeth heard of Mary, and then the womb was jumping, the child inside the womb of Elizabeth was jumping up in joy. And the next verse, it says, you are blessed, most blessed, because of the womb, her womb has conceived a child. And that child is being blessed by God. And Elizabeth is the first one that been revealed that Mary has been conceived. And so Elizabeth, blessed is the child in her womb. And Mary did not tell Elizabeth about the conversation with Gabriel. But at that time, Elizabeth was told by the Lord that Mary has conceived a son. And the Bible says, Mary stayed there until 3 months. And so Mary was there for 3 months. Verse 56. After 3 months, Mary came back to Nazareth. And after Mary returned to Nazareth, she has been pregnant for 3 months. And at that time, Joseph discovered. Before that, Joseph didn't know. When Joseph discovered that from somewhere came Mary and she's pregnant, and now he was taken by surprise, he quietly tried to put her away. But the angel talked to Joseph, say, no, don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. That is a blessing from God. He will give birth to a son. He will give the name to the son, Jesus, because he will save our people from their sins. And in all of these events that happen in our life and my life, do we believe that God has authority on our life? And in the situation of our life, God has authority. And if we believe, we can see that God is our wonderful God. Mary did not wait to see Elizabeth that she believes. Mary believes before she met Elizabeth. And because of her belief, miracle has happened to her. She has conceived. And that is Jesus in the womb of Mary. When Mary believes, she does not have to need experience, proof, only recognition that is nothing that impossible to God. And she believes. The third point that we think together, the joy of an obedient heart. When Mary just heard about what Gabriel told, now Mary said in verse 38, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And the angel left her. Dear congregation, Mary expressed her faith in a wonderful thing that has happened. The faith that does not require proof, does not need to be seen. Only to understand the Word of God. Past week, we have a Bible quiz. Well, somebody complained, this is so quiz is so difficult. Was it difficult? And when I graded all the answers, 29 even five people take the quiz online. And in the 29, there are 90 from, yep, 90 above. There's nobody got 100, but above 90, and only 10, and below 80, or 80 to 90. Dear congregation, we think if it's difficult, most of you already failed, but you almost perfect. It's not difficult, Chris. I don't think so. However, many said, this is very confusing to me. It's very tricky. Where is the trick in here? We have learned. So read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And our job is to read carefully. We do not analyze. Our job is to not to explain it, to read carefully. But you could not get 100 because first, maybe you didn't read it carefully. So you can read over and over and over and pay attention to all the details. And we said that if you read it each day one time, we announce it 30 days before, and if you can read it twice a day, so you can read it for 60 times for the three chapters that we have been assigned for the Bible quiz. The problem is, did you read it? Or only read it just a week before, only four times. Not careful enough. That's why we don't get 100. And if it's a difficult quiz, that difficulty, what is the difficult in this quiz? And he told me that, oh dear pastor, there are 8 or 9 blessing in the Sermons on the Mount. When you read it, you understand whether it's 8 or 9 from verse 3. Blessed is the one. Blessed is this and blessed is that. For how many? In all these blessings that we have read in Sermon on the Mount. Verse 3 to 10 is 8. And verse 11, Jesus said, when because of you being persecuted by me, you have seen the change in the structure of the sentence. And if you are persecuted because of me, blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness, because the kingdom of God belongs to that person. And when you're persecuted because of me, and verse 11, is it the same as the other blessing? And it's only an explanation. The blessing is on verse 10, and when we were being persecuted, we are blessed. And for verse 11 and 12, it's a blessing. We not count it as an individual blessing, and because of the structure of the sentence has been changed. So when you read it carefully, when you answer 8, that's correct. We could not say it's 9. But all we need is the Bible. And so when we read it carefully, we talk about the 8. And now the next verse after that is to explain the blessing in verse 8 when someone is being persecuted. And so our issue, when our mind trying to explain what we read, but when Mary heard about Gabriel, she did not think about or use her mind to wonder. She understood what God has told her. She simply believed the words and say, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. She recognized the relationship. And before, God is so far away from Mary, but now you are my servant. I am your servant. So she recognized her role immediately when God tried to use me. I am servant. She raised her hand, not like Moses. And God gave Moses all the miracles. Moses hesitated, did not want it to serve right away. But Mary said, so just like Isaiah, I am here, send me. And Mary did not hesitate before the will of God. She is ready. She said, believe. May that, she hoped for that to happen. Please do it right away, Lord. Let me have it right away, Lord. Mary said, talk about her wish, the desire to receive that. Mary was excited. If I can do that, my faith will increase. My joy will increase. And she feels very happy than her own happiness. Her faith can bring her better than what the fame that can bring her. It's more important than the marriage. And Mary said, please make that happen. May your word be fulfilled. In verse 48, when Mary got to see Elizabeth in verse 28, he has had mercy on me as a lowly servant. From here, he will call you blessed. Mary didn't say, you can do whatever you want, Lord. You have the authority. She does not feel obligated, but she responded with a happy answer. She recognized, if we seek it, I will be blessed among all the women of this world. The Mary has a happiness because of her obedient heart and because of her joy to receive the will of God on her life. That her mission that she will carry out, her name, and all that will remain forever. Whoever does the will of God lives forever. And today, you and I, how do we respond as we understand God's word? This is a story about a mother give birth to a child, and all the nurses were taking care of this little girl to clean up this baby. Two of them. Let me see my baby. And they took the baby to her. It's very cute. Oh, it's so beautiful, so cute. And he took away. She was surprised. He does not have an ear. There are no ears on this baby. And she was feel very bad. And so, this is so strange that a baby was born with an ear. But they listen. This baby does not have the ear lobes. And when that child go up, one day after the birth, dear mommy, I'm something very different. My friends regard me as an animal because I don't have the ears. And both parents were very sad. This person is very smart student in school. This child, there are certain achievements, but nobody wants her, that person, to be the chief of the president of the class because the appearance is so strange without the earlobes. And the parent was so sad. So her hair has red hair. And so it's very different, very difficult when she wants to grow her hair. She does not want her hair to grow long when her hair is red. the mother said, comforted her, you have achieved so much. So she continued to be worried. And when she was worried, she let out her hair to grow, and that causes her disease. And one day, she took the child to the doctor. The doctor said, I can do this operation if somebody gave her a pair of earlobes, and I can fix up this child to have the ears. And she was happy for 2 years. Nobody gave the pair of earlobes to him. And one day, and when this person get into high school, today, someone has agreed to give you a pair of earlobes when we come to the hospital for the operation. And now, this person has a pair of earlobes, beautiful earlobes. This person graduated very happy, has a very happy life afterward. But there is one question. Parents, dear father, who has given me the pair of earlobes? I want to thank that person. And the father said, you could not thank this person. Is not the time for you to know who that person is. And one day, the mother passed away because of her illness. Because he loved her mom very much. The day and when the mother was lying in the then the father took the son to see the mother for the last time, and she took up the hair. Your mother was give you her earlobes. She was very happy to give you. And so she grew her hair to cover up the earlobes that were lost. The combination. The beauty not is in the outward appearance, but is deep inside the heart. The value of a person doesn't rely on others, but is deep inside the soul. The true love is not based on outward expression, but it is deep inside that nobody can see or understand. We are commemorating the season of Christmas. Could anyone understand fully the love of God for us? When we look at the life of Mary, the value, the price that she has paid, she asked for her to happen right now. I am happy to obey. Everybody will call me blessed. I hope in this Christmas season, we will see a miracle in our heart. And this position that we have before the Lord, we have been chosen, we've been used by God. And God would want to act in each one of us. May the love of God be in your heart. Each one of us will see our Lord. We will see our blessing. And when we will do the will of the Lord in our life, may God bless each one of you. May you stand up and read the key verse. Whoever does the will of God will live forever. Thank you for becoming the love that you express as you become, take up human form. We could not understand your love. The blessing is that we are your children. And when you have chosen us, you have chosen us for a purpose. When you use our life, you use it for a purpose. When you act in us, you act in us with a purpose. May our life and the lives of everyone here will be a joy, a blessing, an encouragement for someone that has not known you, Lord, so that they can receive the same blessing as we. We thank you, Lord. May you remind us in this Christmas to have a beautiful and meaningful Christmas, not just a tradition of going through the motion of celebration, but the true joy of Christmas in us. We thank you for your lesson today. May you be with each one of us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.